cool tonight. Where I'm at anyway. But a lot of the world seems to be almost on fire. As global warming is hitting us hard. All kinds of famines are taking place and wars and violence all over the world. And the countries with the most power, instead of pushing for peace, seem to be the ones feeding the fire, sending weapons to all parts of the country. Some of them have become so twisted, they think that they are going to have the final war, Armageddon. But this is just madness. It's them thinking that a metaphor or archetype or something that is supposed to happen on the inside is going to happen in real life and bring forth their desired outcome. And that is the world we find ourselves in. But we, the ones of us who are awake, only have 1 foot in this world and 1 foot out of it. And luckily for us, with all of the electronic media and social media and the ability to say things on the internet, to do things on the internet, we can move completely out of this craziness whenever we want to. We can step into the craziness of this reality and step out of it whenever we want to. And now there is a system that allows us to do that monetarily. We can step out of this financial system and move into one that is more friendly, more caring, and more sharing. I think. I don't usually talk about this, talk about my private life and the things that I'm doing in my private life, but I'm feeling the need to begin to talk about some of the things I'm doing with crypto. Yes, crypto. And one of the reasons I want to talk about what I'm doing with crypto is because no one really knows what it is. So on this show, sometimes I am going to be talking about crypto and what it is. First, I'm going to start with something called a crypto exchange. There are several crypto exchanges. These exchanges are places where you can connect a credit card to them, or a bank account to them, or a PayPal account to them, and you can buy crypto. One of the biggest ones is Bitcoin. You can buy many others though. Ethereum, XRP, USDT, all kinds of different crypto that you can buy, and you can store them on this exchange. And when you want to get rid of them, you just hit a cash out button. It converts them to USD, and then you can send that directly back to your bank account. So you can actually take money, move it from your bank account, and store it on a crypto place and leave it there. And if you don't have a bank account, there are actually these ATMs for Bitcoin. You may have heard of them, where you can deposit money into an ATM machine or a check into an ATM machine, and you can convert that to crypto. So you don't really need a bank account anymore. You can bypass the banks and leave your money in crypto. These are the real basics. It may seem a little boring, but I think everybody should know about it, because it's always an option for every person. And so there are different types of crypto, but the main types people buy, like Ethereum and Bitcoin, They're fluctuating all the time. They go up and down. They're like stock. When people are buying a lot of it, the price of it goes up. When people are selling a lot of it, the price goes down. So the way that a lot of people make money is by following it. When the price goes up, they'll sell what they have. When it gets low, they'll buy more. And when they look at the difference, that will be the extra money they made. It's just like buying and selling a stock, except it's a lot faster and you can do it with a lot less money. Very volatile, as they say. And this is where the problem comes in too. Because one, you can lose a lot of money if you're not careful. And the other is you can gain a lot of money if you know what you're doing. And beside the exchanges, there is something called a crypto wallet. You can download several crypto wallets where you get an address put in that wallet, and if you go to the exchange and you add that address into the exchange and hit the send button, while you're hitting the receive button in your wallet, the crypto from the exchange moves to your personal wallet. In that wallet, you can have it sitting there. It should be safe. No one can take it or steal it unless they have your password and all of the protections you can put on. So you basically don't need a bank anymore if you continually do this, because they even have some exchanges that offer credit cards where you can take your credit card, have crypto backing up your credit card like an ATM card. You can buy things with your crypto straight away. I think the bad part about this and the bad part about people being able to gain funds is that it is becoming a threat to the banking system, to the financial system. In the banking system, we put our money in the bank. We got a very small amount of interest. They'll take our money, they'll lend it out, they'll make a fortune, they'll spread all that fortune between the presidents, the bankers, the owners, and all of that, and only give us 3%, maybe 4% of what they make of the interest on our money they're using to make loans with in a whole year. And in the meantime, they will be deducting money for maintenance fees. If we have less than $5,000 or some big, large amount of money in the bank. It's not like this in crypto, you see. Because they have things called platforms, and in these platforms, they will take your money. They'll invest it for you. And some of them will give you 3 to 6% of a return on your investment, on your money, every week. And theoretically, if it lasts long enough, at the end of the time that you have it in there, they'll return to you the investment amount. There have been some really good exchanges. Some that have been doing very well, returning a lot of money and building up a lot of cash. At the same time, there have been some that are called rug pulls, where people with shady ideas, criminal mentalities, find ways to create these platforms to collect people's money and to not allow one to draw the interest out or their money. And that's the danger. The people you see paraded in front of everybody who are supposed to have stolen billions of dollars on the news are the ones who were running these crooked and failed systems. But they never show you the ones who are honest. and run the successful systems. And the successful systems are the ones that are most dangerous to the financial system. And they are the ones that are often sabotaged and shut down by the government. So when you see news reports about the SEC, and you see news reports about crypto, and you see news reports about Congress talking about crypto and ways of taxing it and all of that, what you're really seeing is that the SEC and several other organizations are trying to find ways to shut down these competing platforms, because making poor people and middle class people be able to attain money the way the very rich do. One of the problems with the taxation is that they cannot find a way to tax the people and still make money, because if they say it's a security, then people can not only report their losses, their gains and losses, so they might not have to pay taxes. You see, and if it's a commodity, they'll just have to pay taxes on the amount of money they own, the amount of crypto that they own. But if it's crypto, it's not money, it's not an asset. The best way to take taxes is like they do now. Every time a person takes the money or the crypto and changes it to money, the exchange has a record of it. And basically what they do now is to charge a tax, sort of like the type of tax that we pay for a payroll tax, on the money that one gains. When it becomes money, it gets taxed. Before it's money, it's not taxed. But there's still a problem. The problem is that a lot of people are starting to invest money in crypto instead of the big banks, you see. And that is the problem. The fact that the banks aren't getting as much money from people and aren't being allowed to rip them off as they make these investments and make billions and give each person about 5% interest each year. Problem is, people don't want to do that anymore. They have an alternative. And that alternative is the crypto market. So now you can understand why so much is going on. Why they're always talking about the SEC and they're always talking about crypto, but they're never really giving you information about how to use it or what it is or how it works. It is basically a radical way of passing around money and power without going through the power brokers. And as you may know, this can be very dangerous for them. It can be worth starting wars over for them. And that is what they have done against the crypto market. So I'll be talking a little bit about crypto here and many of the platforms and how they're doing and how they're failing and all the rug pulls and all of that jazz, keeping you up with the news of what's going on so that you can know how all of this crypto stuff is going. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not telling you that you should invest or not. I'm not an investor. I'm just a person who has been dealing with crypto for the last couple of years and finding it both rewarding and disappointing. Rewarding in the sense that I have made a lot. Disappointing in the sense that I have lost a lot, or some of the platforms that I loved and was depending on have been attacked by the SEC and shut down, and some have been rug pulls. So I'm going to just let you know how it goes as I go. I'm not pushing for the acceptance of it or the rejection of it. All I can say is that some people have been pulled out of poverty, have been able to make a living on retirement funds. Many of these platforms were very popular in places like Africa and Latin America, and especially in the poor areas where people barely could make money, where people were living sometimes on less than a dollar a day. It changed the whole lives of people and of villages and of churches and things like that, only to be shut down because of orders coming from the state of California and reinforced by the United States, who began to sanction these groups. And so, friends, as I said, we'll be talking about this a little bit in the future. You may wonder what this has to do with truth or wisdom, religion or spirituality. I think it has to do with those things. One, because the truth shall set you free, and we've been being deceived about this. And secondly, I want to share something that is very deep in my heart and very meaningful for me. It's very meaningful to me, and I've been involved in it a couple of years. And I usually don't talk about it with people. Their faces go blank as soon as I mention crypto, and they have some ideas that have been planted in their heads by many people in the news media and things like that. So this way I can talk about it and share it with people who might really care, and maybe who might want it to change their lives. This world is a very strange place. There's so much beauty and grace and wisdom in this world, you know. But sometimes the greed, the selfishness, the anger and hatred covers that over. It hides it to the point where we can't see the beauty anymore. The ugly, loud, violent people are so loud and shouting so loudly that we can't hear the soft voices of the gentle people who are loving and caring, kind, and who want to make a better world. I think that is something that we need to learn to do. We need to learn to reclaim our power to see the beauty and the grace and the wisdom, and to know that some people, many people, probably the majority, are loving and caring. And they, like many of us, are imprisoned by the few who are greedy and angry and violent. Finances can't set us free. But finding work that one loves and cares about and is suitable can set us free. And any little bit that can do that for us helps a lot. And so we enter into the world not only of meditation, contemplation, self-care, energy work, and body care. That is very, very important. But also what I call life work and spirituality. Life work is doing the work that one is called to. doing the work that one is moved to, doing the work that one was born to do, not having a job, no, but having something that one does that expresses one's love, one kindness, one's connection with the divine, life, work, and spirituality. And every little boost, financial boost, as I said, it really helps. It really helps. If you would like to find out a little bit more about what we're doing, visit our website at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. We do life coaching that allows each and every person to live a beautiful and wonderful life right now, even without a lot of resources. There's also a copy of a book called Life, Work, and Spirituality at the website that you may want to explore. Now back to the program. And so remember, folks, it's time for us to begin to not do anything out of desperation. Don't take many things at face value. Know that every time you hear a story or you see a news program, especially on corporate news, know that something is being omitted. Most of the time, we're only hearing part of the story, and seek the truth when that happens. It's not very important to know about everything. It really isn't. But the things that are most important to know about is how to live and prosper in this world. And to help one's friends, family, and loved ones prosper. There are many ways to do this. Studying philosophy, studying religion, taking perhaps yoga or tai chi or qigong, or doing some type of meditative practice. All of these things, you see, help develop an inner self. A self that can recognize the beauty that exists within us and around us. And the job of us then, the work, the life work, is to allow that beauty and that wonder to spread. Is to fill ourselves with so much love and joy that we become a cup running over. And everywhere we go then, bring forth hope, grace, and life. We become like a river, bringing life to everything that we touch. Everything that runs along our banks, to all of the fish and the fowl that partake of us and the people. We become rivers of life. We get rid of the stagnation that we have received from this nation, and the twisted lies and the false hope and dreams that have been given to us. We become free of that, and we become clean and pure, like a wonderful bubbling brook. In other words, we return back to the source. We become what we were when we came into this world, into this plane of existence. And what were we then? If you think of the source, God, Goddess, the Divine, whatever name you give it, as a large ocean of water. We are like the rivers that come running through the land and splitting into branches and splitting into tributaries, only to eventually return right back to the source from which we come, bringing along with us all of the adventures, all of the memories, all of the feelings that we have gained making our journey through the little gullies and the paths into the plants and animals, into the people, into the clouds, being released as rain, as snow. All of these things, all of these experiences are what we bring back, and we share it in the great ocean of knowledge, wisdom, and consciousness, and love. That is what life is all about. And that is who and what we really are. We are smaller versions of the ocean. And where we go brings forth life. When the stagnation is removed. Thanks for being with us for this podcast. I haven't done it in a long time, and I'm glad to be back on the air again. Please take it and share it with those who are like-minded and who want to know about some of the things that we're talking about. Not only the spirituality and personal growth, but also what's happening right under our noses in this battle, this financial battle, the shaping of our lives right now. Because as is written, you see, we shall know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And our major hope in this podcast is to bring forth truth so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Life. Stay.